Witness is stat back. No claims discount protection for customers with 4 more years. No claims discount. AXA Insurance stock is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
It's all about the music every Sunday, Wednesday and Friday night with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
I can tell by what I see that you no longer believe in me. I'm having bad dreams. Can't seem to get back to where we used to be. Sometimes it feels we're worlds apart. And I've got to much on my heart.
One of the Tennessee tenors who are coming to Donegal in Ireland in the next couple of weeks to do a few gigs. Country icon, in my words, his name is Jimmy Fortune, a former Statler brother, and I'm delighted he's joining me. Jimmy, it's lovely to talk to you.
Hey, Tommy, it's great talking to you too, buddy.
And how are you doing? I was just saying to you just off air, the last time I met you briefly was over in Nashville in 2019. Out at you were at a steel, you were doing a wee set at a steel guitar convention.
Yeah, I remember that night, and it was a great night, and I got to be there with a lot of friends and meet you. That was great, and we talked about me coming to Ireland one day, and
that's
I always
right.
wanted to. So now I get the chance to come and see everybody, so that's going to be, I am so looking forward to it.
Let me ask you, how did an old country boy from Virginia end up becoming a Statler brother?
Well, I was playing music back here in Virginia, doing clubs back here, and six nights a week, 4 hours a night for years. And Lou DeWitt of the Staddle Brothers, who sang tenor for the Staddle Brothers, he suffered from Crohn's disease, and he heard me singing at a resort up here in Virginia back in 1981, and he was going to be out for surgery for about 6 months. And so when they asked him who did he think he could fill in for him, he told them about me.
Yeah.
And they gave me a chance to audition, and so I did. I auditioned in January of 1982, and they, long story short, they hired me as a temporary fill-in for about 6 months until Lou came back. And when Lou came back, he decided that he didn't really want to do the road as much as the Saddle Brothers wanted to anymore. He didn't think he could, so he asked me if I'd be a full-time member, and I accepted, and it turned into a 21-year career with the Statler Brothers.
Unbelievable. And you had great songs. And not only were you singing with the Statler Brothers, but you wrote some great songs. The song I just played there now, I remember it was on one of the Statler Brothers albums. I think it was Rhythm and Rhyme back in the day. That song I just played
right.
A few minutes ago. And you wrote other great songs that would be remembered with the Statler Brothers. You had Elizabeth. That was a massive hit for you back in the day as well. And My Only Love.
Right. Elizabeth, My Only Love, Too Much on My Heart, and More Than a Name on a Wall was one of my favorite songs that I ever wrote.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never knew I could write until I was with them, and I asked them if I wrote a song, would they record it? And Harold gave me a very honest answer. He said, we'll record one of your songs that you write if it's good enough. And I thought, well, that's an honest answer. So I guess if it hadn't been good enough, they wouldn't have recorded it. So I'm glad they did.
And was Elizabeth actually wrote about somebody you knew, or was it or somebody's story that you knew, or how did that song come about?
No, it was, I had a melody in my head, and I said there's been a lot of God things in my life, and I just had this idea in my head that, you know, Elizabeth's one of the most prominent names in the world, and I just felt like if I put that name in a song, I love that name. It's one of my favorite names. I just love that name. And so I have a daughter named Elizabeth and a granddaughter named Elizabeth, too. I just thought if I put that name in a song, and maybe it would do something. And I really do feel like it had a universal connection with that name. And the melody lent itself to harmony really well. So I think it really just caught on like that. And, you know, the song continues to amaze me, I guess you might say, because people seem to love that song a lot. And it just strikes a chord with them. And I feel like, the good Lord had a lot to do with that. You know what I mean? Making that happen.
You might believe me, but my mum's name is Elizabeth. Believe it or not, my late mum, her name was Elizabeth.
Oh, see?
But
there's not a family in there's not a family in the world that you know that doesn't have someone named Elizabeth in it.
Well, there's
right?
There's a lot of Elizabeths in Ireland, Jimmy, let me tell you.
Well, I get to sing it to them when I come over there, for sure.
Come here, I tell you mentioned 21 years with the Statler Brothers, and when the boys retired back in 2002, you went off on your own. You did some great solo albums. I have, God, 6 or 7 of your solo albums. There's one song I love playing. It's kind of it's one of the songs you had on one of your albums. I love playing it. It's kind of a comedy song. It's called Good Thing, about turning the toilet seat down and all.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great song. But what
I wrote that song, with a couple friends of mine in town, and it was one of those songs I went and I played it for my wife after I wrote it, and she really didn't like it. But I said, well, that means it must be a good song then. So we recorded it.
My wife says I could relate to the lyrics in that song, parts of it anyway. But What I love about you, Jimmy, too, and I've been following you, not, as I say, not just with the Statler Brothers, but when you went out solo, and more recently, I'll talk about that in a minute, but in the different genres of country, you would do bluegrass, you would do gospel, and you would do traditional country. You know, you took in three of those genres within the country thing, you know?
Yeah, I love music, and I really love a lot of different things. And so I just have to stay true to myself. And if I hear a good song, I don't care whether it's gospel, country, bluegrass, even rock and pop, some of that. I just listen to it and go, hey, man, I love that song, and I'll try to make it mine, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do. And it seems to work for me.
Yeah, what's great, too, about, you know, your music and that, what was a great thing about keeping the traditional music alive was the shows Bill Anderson did, you know, like, you know, those TV shows he did live, you know, he did them, there was gospel ones, there was
Country Family Reunion
shows. They were great, weren't mm-hmm. they, over the years?
They were a lot of fun, and, you know, I got to hang out with a lot of my people that I grew up with, and a lot of people that I knew before I ever became one of the Sadler Brothers. I got to be friends with them and hang out with them, and never dreamed that I'd ever get to know them.
Yeah.
And so that was, I don't know, it was like a dream come true in some ways. And sometimes I'd have to pinch myself to realize, hey, I'm actually sitting here beside Bill Anderson or Gene Watson or Merle Haggard or George Jones or somebody like that I actually got to know and talk to, you know, through the years. And so it's been a whirlwind ride kind of in a lot of ways. I look back on it and think, man, has that really happened? And I'm still out here doing it, still singing and still trying to make a difference, writing songs and continuing on with the music, because I feel like that's my purpose. But yeah. When I look back on my life, I have had a very, very blessed life, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you came along in a great era too. Like, I've been broadcasting myself from the early 80s, and like the early 80s and the 90s was a big, there was a real kind of a revival in the traditional country with Alan Jackson, Vincent Gill and all those guys coming in the 90s. It's changed in the last 10 or 15 years again, hasn't it? It's kind of got very poppy. It wouldn't be my sort of thing, you know. It's got very poppy.
Yeah, cover. It has. It's like leaning towards different things, rock, kind of hip hop stuff, yeah. Kind of getting involved in it and everything. And of course, things go through changes. But I will say there are a lot of good traditional country artists, young kids that are coming up right now.
Definitely.
That I believe are going to make a difference, in country music.
Yeah.
And I believe that with all my heart. And I'm around a lot of them in Nashville. And they're writing songs. They're writing great songs. And so all the radio has to do is just open up the airways to them, and I think they'd be a hit all over again.
That's right. That's right. I remember, who do you call him, was very popular over here, Young Mo Pitney.
Oh, yeah. Mo is one of the best singers, guitar players. One of the best writers that I've met in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And there's a new kid named Alex Miller.
I don't know if you're
familiar with him or not, but
yeah, I actually spoke to Alex a couple of months back.
Alex Miller, be on the look.
Yep, he's
he's a real deal. He's a good kid, and I love his singing.
Yeah,
I love his playing. I love his performance on stage. He's just a great, great talent and a fine young man. So,
yeah,
I think he's going to make a difference.
Yeah, he's a lovely single out at the moment, Jimmy. I've been playing it a lot. It's called My Daddy's Dad. And I actually interviewed him last year on the show when he brought when he brought out his first album last year. I had him on the show, and a lovely young lad he is. Well, I have to ask you about a song that's very popular over here, and it was recorded by an Irish artist. I think I mentioned it to you when I was speaking to you last, I Believe. Tell us a little bit about that song. That song is very important. A lot of people get great.
I Believe was a song that was inspired by my mother when she passed away years ago. And it's probably been the point of the arrow of my career over the last 20 years, because people have really, I guess they a lot of people have lived that, with being with someone that they love when they pass away, and they kind of felt what took place. And when I think about my mom and what she means to me, and then what, you know, what that song means to me every time I do it, of course, I think about my mother. And I just feel like it was given to me by a higher power. And so that, I think that's why it's touched so many people. But I love getting to do that song because it makes me think about my mom, and it gives me a way to celebrate her and celebrate her life and what she meant to me. Yeah. And so some of the reasons why, I believe what I believe, and I know that there's a God in heaven, and I know that, with what I felt through that experience, it just made me believe it even more.
Because
I had a wonderful mother, and I'm glad that I do get to sing that song, and it does make a difference in people's lives.
There's actually a singer over here recorded it too, and he did a great verse, and he has it on his gospel album, a lad called Patrick Feeney. I don't know if you ever heard of Patrick, but I'm sure he'd probably get to one of your gigs when you're over.
Well, I want to meet him, that's for sure. And if he comes around, I'm gonna get him to sing it with me.
Yeah, come here. In more recent times, Jimmy, since 2020, you got together with three other fine musicians: Bradley Walker, Ben Isaac, and Mike Rogers, and you became Brothers of the Heart. How did that come about?
Well, we got together about 5 years ago. The Bill Gaither organization heard us singing, and they thought we should put together a project just to see what would happen. And so we did. And the first one was kind of called Brotherly Love.
Yeah.
It kind of got that name, and people started catching on to it. And then we found out that there was some other group called Brotherly Love, so we had to figure out a name, try to change it. And people were catching on to it and loving it, and we had to do another project, and we did, and then we did a called Listen to the Music, and then we did another one that we released a little over a year ago now, called Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And so we did a video of the last project that we did, and then Don Reed came, and he did the interview portion. And during the interview, he said, "You guys, when I watch you," he said, "your love for one another comes through in the song." He said, "I believe you guys are like brothers of the heart."
Yeah.
And when he said that, we looked at each other and said, "Hey, that's the name of this group, Brothers of the Heart." So that's what we named it, Brothers of the Heart, because of Don Reed of the Statler Brothers.
Yeah,
we pretty much named the group. And he did such a great job with the interview, and I miss him very much. You know, Harold passed away about 4 years ago. And, of course, Lou DeWitt passed away back in 1990.
Yeah.
Phil is 85 now, just turned 85. Harold would have been 85 on the 21st of August this month. And Don is, let's see, he's 79 now. And so Don and Phil are still around and doing pretty good. And because the people ask about them quite a bit. But those guys did a lot for me. And Don coming to do that interview meant a lot to me on that project. The Brothers of the Heart has really done well all over the world, actually.
Oh, it's brilliant. I have the three CDs, and the video is excellent. The three just combine brilliantly. You know, you kind of sit in a circle and you just sing in it. Bradley Walker, I have a few of his CDs as well. And tell me now, you're coming in the next fortnight over to Ireland, and one of your partners in Brothers of the Heart is coming with you, Mike Rogers, and then the other Mike is coming. Tell us about the two boys, Mike Armitage and Mike Rogers. Tell us a little bit about the lads.
Well, Mike Armistead is a fine, fine artist, singer, songwriter, very high tenor singer, and he has a lot of bluegrass background, actually, and he is a I've gotten to know him. I've known him probably about 15 years now. And off and on, we get together and sing a little bit. And then, of course, Mike Rogers is with Ricky Skaggs now. But I met him about 20 years ago when I moved to Nashville and started singing with him. He's one of the most talented people in Nashville. People will tell you, one of the best singers, one of the best musicians. Also as a songwriter as well. And these two guys, Mike Armistead has been over there before.
That's
a
right.
Few times.
He was over. I saw him in Ardra.
Knows his way around.
Yeah, I saw him in Ardra. It's a little village in our county. He played in a wee village called Ardra in a place called the Bird Hive. And I forget now who he was playing with. He was.
Yeah.
You know the lad who used to do the comedy sketches on Marty Stewart's show. He plays the banjo. He wears a hat and he used to wear dungarees and he played a banjo.
Oh, shoot, I know it.
His name is...
Yeah.
he was over with him anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name. I know it like I know my own name. If you hadn't said something, I could tell you who it was.
I know I'm the same. I'm looking at him now and his name won't come to me. But you're coming with the lads.
I can't think of it either.
You're doing 5 or 6 gigs in Ireland, aren't you? I think you're starting off in Kerry, as far as I know, down at the bottom end of the
country. Right. If you go on my website, it'll tell you the exact places we're going to be.
Yeah.
And everything. Like I said, I've never been there, so I don't know.
You've never been tired, Jimmy.
I don't know really what to expect. I don't. Never been. First time.
I heard you singing on your Hits and Hymns album. You did a super version of Danny Boy. You'll have to give us a version of that when you get over anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I was talking to I was talking to the promoters earlier on, Dave Byrne and his son Dave Jr., and they said they're looking forward to travelling the country with you. So God help you with those two boys looking after you. But they're really looking forward to you coming over.
Well.
And we're having you up here in Ballybuffet.
We are definitely. Okay.
And we're having you up here in Ballybuffet.
I'm coming back to my roots, and I'm thinking I'm going to feel something that's going to feel familiar to me, even though I haven't been there.
Yeah.
But I feel like my family background is from there, and so I'm so looking forward to kind of touching base with my roots of my ancestors, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, really looking forward to it, Jimmy. And come here, how is your good lady wife Nina keeping? I met her briefly, a lovely lady. How is she?
She is doing really well. She's keeping me busy and doing everything for me that I can't do, which is a whole lot of things. I can sing a little bit, play my guitar, and write a song every now and then, but she does everything else and takes care of everything. And I am a very blessed person to have her in my life.
Yeah.
And she's a wonderful person and a wonderful, wonderful helpmate to me. If it wasn't for her, I probably couldn't be in this business because she does, like I said, everything that I can't do, she can do.
Well, come here, Jimmy. Looking forward to seeing you when you're over. And if you bump into our mutual friend before you come over, Jennifer Hearn, tell her I said hello, herself and Bobby.
I will. She's a wonderful person as well. I love her so much, and I will definitely tell her and give her your love and everything. And her and Bobby both, they're wonderful, wonderful friends of mine. And like I said, she's one of the best at what she does as well. And so is he, by the way. He's a great entertainer, great singer as well.
Yeah. Well, come here, Jimmy. Looking forward to seeing you when you get over. And thank you very much for taking the call tonight. And we're going to go out with this one, I Believe. You have to play this one for all our listeners out there. Oh, and just before you go, for anybody who wants your music, where can they get it?
Well, you can get it on JimmyFortune.com. You can order from us as well, www.JimmyFortune.com. It's a real simple way to get it. It's also, you know, in it's sold in many places where they do sell CDs, which are very few places
very
anymore.
Few places, that was right.
But you can get those. Yeah. And if you're ever over here in Cracker Barrel, y'all have Cracker Barrel over there or not?
No, I love Cracker Barrel. Good. I used to have my breakfast in it every morning out there in Music Valley. It was great.
Well, if you're over here, you can get it in Cracker Barrel, that's for sure. Get all my stuff.
Well, Jimmy, so, come here. It's been lovely.
Yeah, and of course we'll...
Yeah?
Go ahead.
No, it's been lovely talking to you, Jimmy, and really looking forward to meeting you when you get over early next month.
You too, Tommy. Tell everybody, hey, and I can't wait to see them and get to know them, shake their hands, and get a big hug. And they're going to get a big hug from me. So we appreciate you all. Thank you for what you do for us.
Take care, Jimmy. Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your day over there.
God bless you.
For me. There's no substitute for good country music, and you'll find plenty right here with the country boy, Tommy Rosny.
Been working all week, he's got mental fatigue, and that old couch sure looks fine. All week he's been gone, she's been sitting alone, slowly going out of her mind. As he kicks off his shoes for the 6 o'clock news, she's getting all prettied up. While she's wanting to boogie, he wants to lay there. She's got the Friday night blues. Oh, those Friday night blues, they get in your shoes and they work to get you down. Oh, but there ain't a lady that I ever knew who didn't need her a night on the town. But the hills and the bills and a week full of deals has got him. There was a time she was top of the line, her nights like teenage dreams. Now it's operas at noon, dancing round with her broom, talking to the washing machine. Oh, the girl down the street says her husband is neat and makes it sound so true. Now she's feeling lonely, thinks she's the only one with the Friday night blues. Oh, those Friday night blues, they get in your shoes and they work to get you down. Oh, but there ain't a lady that I ever knew who didn't need her a night on the town. But the hills and the bills and a week full of deals has got him.
And a John Connolly Friday night song called Friday Night Blues, taking us up to nearly 10 minutes to 11 o'clock on a Friday evening. Just got word after I did the interview with Jimmy from the promoters to tell me to mention that the gig in Ballybuffet is sold out, but there's a few tickets left for the gig on the Sunday night up in Cavan. They're in the Baller on the 14th and they're up in Cavan on the 15th. So if anybody didn't get a ticket for the Ballybuffet gig and you'd like to go and hear the lads, there's a few tickets left for Cavan on Sunday night. I think that's going to be their final gig as well. I want to say hello to Chris Adams over in Canton in Ohio, who's looking for an old Statler Brothers song called Atlanta Blue.
A name I remember, just someone I used to know, someone I never quite got over, a long, long time.
Yeah.
me Atlanta blue. All my dreams come true the way it was always seems better, so let me keep on missing you.
Brothers and Atlanta Blue, dedicate that one to Chris over there in Canton in Ohio. A few David James fans out there want to say hello to Chris and Ballymena doing the night shift tonight. Chris, how is it going? Big David James fan, as is Liam McIntyre up in Glengad. Here's the current single from David.
The rising river are a peace and water for town, where the sailing ships caress his lips and the maidens never frown. It was there I met with Francie Dardo, and her face was washed with rain, but her house was handy for the drops of brandy, and I loved her all in vain. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, and my love for her was strong. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, till the time and tide were gone. Well, she said, you are a fine old sailor, and you're looking for a towny one who will tell you lies and brandish eyes till your time and tide were gone. And it can be hard with your laughing darling while you're sheltering from the rain, with a silver shilling for the girl who's wailing, may you roam the town in vain. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, and my love for her was strong. And the rain fell like drops of brandy till her time and tide were gone. Easy, and she smiled and she led me up, and for 29 said sheer delight till her wonder was all gone. And she left me poor and she left me wiser, and she left me with this song. Well, in Waterford town the girls all frowned when the brandy drops were gone. Well, the raging sea and the rising river are a peace in Waterford town, where the sailing ships caress the slips and the maidens never frown. It was there I met with Francie Dardo, and her face was awash for rain, but her house was handy for the drops of brandy, and he loved her all in vain. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, and my love for her was strong. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, till the time and tide were gone. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, and my love for her was strong. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, till her time and tide were gone. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, and my love for her was strong. And the rain fell like drops of brandy, till her time and tide were gone. Yeah, the rain fell like drops of brandy, till her time and tide were gone.
That's our very own David James and Drops of Brandy, and he was away on a cruise all week, but he's back on air next Monday. But Sinead was sitting in for him all week, and she did a great job. He was listening in to her. Would you please play a request, my lovely wife, that's Michelle Murray up there in Derry, and it comes from you-know-who. He says he knows you 34 years and you'll be married 30 years in September. That's from Tony, and he asked me to play this for you.
Mm-hmm. think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. And talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to me.